You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. Today, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Kimberly, as always, great to have you back with us on Covestor Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. I'm very pleased to be here.
It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. So kicking off episode 25 in 2015, we're talking about women and money. So let's discuss women's growing economic power.
So in brief, the younger generation of women will have more economic power than ever before. And despite that, we're still behind. So the good news is that more than half of bachelor's degrees are earned by women, and that the percentage of both master's and doctorate degrees earned by women continues to increase. One not so good side effect of this is that women have slightly higher average student loan balances than men, but hopefully that'll be a short-term phenomenon. The bad news is that last year in 2014, April 8th was what is known as Equal Pay Day in the United States. So what is Equal Pay Day? That is the symbolic day on which the average woman's pay catches up to the average man's pay from the previous year. So a woman must work until April 8th of 2014 to earn as much as her male counterparts did in 2013. And according to the U.S. Census Bureau, median earnings for women working full-time year-round have been just 77% of men's earnings for the last decade. And as you can imagine, Eric, this disparity, you know, 77 cents versus a dollar, has a huge negative effect on women's financial health. We have less money to save and invest. And, you know, many women don't save for retirement because they simply cannot afford to do so.
So do women and men plan for their financial futures differently? It sounds like they do.
They do. So according to Save Up, men plan for the future by saving more aggressively, and women plan for the future by making a greater investment in higher education, right? And we just talked about what those numbers look like. Men have considerably more invested in retirement accounts and taxable investment accounts, while women tend to have more invested in money market funds. This distinction is important because, in general, it's longer-term investments, long-term investments in equities, you know, the stock market, that should lead to greater returns. No promises that they will, but should lead to greater returns. And, you know, quote, investing in cash is risk-averse, to be sure, but you're not going to keep up with inflation, much less experience growth.
And what is the female financial paradox?
Well, as we discussed a couple of minutes ago, women are a growing economic force. We're expected to add $6 trillion, that's trillion with a T, in earned income globally over the next 5 years. And this is per some research done by the Boston Consulting Group in 2013. Yet many women lag behind men when it comes to using those assets to plan and build financial security for the future. That is the paradox.
Today, once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing here on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, on a related note, does research confirm the stereotypes about women and spending?
Well, you know, pop culture often paints a picture that women are always at the mall, we're maxing out our credit cards on frivolous items. These irresponsible stereotypes about women are simply not true. And believing that they're true could lead even more women to unwittingly reinforce them. Indeed, you know, Susie Orman, right, who's, very influential and popular, she herself at one point wrote to women, "You simply won't bring yourself to take care of yourself financially." So the results of a survey called Insights into Luxury, Affluence, and Wealth turned this impression on its head. So what the survey found is that women are more concerned with preserving wealth and meeting their everyday expenses, while men have a stronger appetite for risk and, let's call them, shiny objects that cost a lot of money. Another key finding of the survey was that over two-thirds of men plan to buy at least one luxury item in the coming year, compared with less than half of women.
Very interesting, and no surprise either. So when women do invest, how do their results compare with those of men?
Well, women often do better than men in investing, and you may be surprised to learn that women hedge fund managers have outperformed their male rivals on average. And granted, this is not a large data set. There are not many female hedge fund managers. But what the research from the available population does show, for the 6 years from January 2007 through June 2013, female-run hedge funds returned 6%, compared with a 1.1 loss for the HFRX Global Index, which is a pretty widely followed index. So according to Rothstein Cass, who authored the study, they said there have been studies that show that testosterone can make men less sensitive to risk-reward signals, and that comes through in this study. So here's another example. Vanguard looked at 2.7 million investors with IRAs, you know, individual retirement accounts, and found that during the financial crisis in 2008 and 2009, women were less likely than men to sell their shares at market lows, and they stuck with their long-term strategy. Men are about 45% more likely than women to make trades, and the impact of their increased trading activity led to a decrease in annual returns 1% annually.
So in conclusion, any closing thoughts or remarks or a final tip on women and money at this point?
Well, according to the 2014 Northwestern Mutual Planning and Progress Study, the number one roadblock for people who think that, you know, they could be doing better with their finances is a lack of time. And this lack of time is the reason for men and women. But with the proliferation of online investing sites, you can learn about investing whenever and wherever you want. And technology has enabled investment managers to offer much lower minimum account sizes, in some cases as low as $10,000. So hopefully, you know, this confluence of technology and lower minimums will enable more and more people to start planning for their financial futures.
Well, Kimberly, where can folks get more information and be in potential contact about Covestor?
At Covestor.com.
Kimberly, as always, thanks for joining us once again here on Covestor Radio.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We've been speaking with, once again, Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. And we do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit, once again, Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.